Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Years ago, before serving in the House of Representatives, I was like most people. I thought politicians were corrupt, small groups of people controlled the process, and deals were cut in the dead of night in dark, smoke-filled rooms. When I took office, I was pleasantly surprised to find that my preconceived notions, for the most part, were wrong. It is true that some legislators have more influence than others, but that's because they're in leadership, or they control enough votes to sway the process, or they've been around long enough that they know the rules and are better at the game. While I have no idea what goes on in Washington, D.C., here in Montana, for the most part, the process is transparent and open. In fact, we have one of the most open legislatures in the nation. Every day, Montanans from across the state can participate fully without ever leaving their homes. With the advent of home computers, teleconferencing, and broadcasts such as this, there's no reason not to be fully informed. It's simple. Tune in every day to this legislative update, then go on our website at montanafamily.org, click on the legislative link, and you'll be amazed at what's available. With the click of a button, you can watch committee hearings, track important bills, watch House and Senate floor action, and contact your legislators. It's your chance to get involved and make your voice heard. Here's a secret. Legislators want to hear from you. They hear from lobbyists every day, but rarely do they hear from the folks back home. It's so rare, in fact, that your letter or email or phone call will get special attention. When contacting legislators, please remember to be polite. No one wants to be yelled at, especially a legislator who has to spend 4 months away from their family, work long hours, and live off of cold coffee and stale donuts. Another point to remember is that it does no good to yell at a legislator whose voting record is consistent with their promises during the campaign. If someone ran as a hardcore liberal in favor of abortion, higher taxes, gun control, and more spending, please don't take it upon yourself to make their life miserable. If they were honest about who they were to begin with and the people elected them anyway, then your time would be better spent working hard to get someone else elected next time around. That doesn't mean that you don't have influence, however. You might not be able to stop a bad bill, but with intelligent suggestions, you might be able to get it amended so that it's not quite so bad. All that to say that your input really does make a difference, but you have to get involved. We've spent the first 2 weeks of the session giving you some insights and a behind-the-scenes look at the legislative process. Next week, the real work begins. Each session takes about 3 weeks to really ramp up, and with this session's Senate train wreck, it might take a little bit longer. In the next few days, we'll dig into the bills. There are some good ones on the horizon, and there are also lots of bad ones, too. The important thing is to stay engaged and involved. We've seen it before. There will come a time when a bad bill will die by one vote because someone made a phone call. That someone could be you. And one final thought. If you miss one of these broadcasts or would like to share the message with your friends, you can always find them on our website at montanafamily.org. Ours is a government of, by, and for the people, administered by a citizen legislature that meets every other year. The founders called it a great experiment in self-governance, but it only works if everyone stays involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.